crab and catfish and bream. B-R-E-A-M is what is
it? In Kentucky, they call it bream.
Uh-huh. I wondered if it did in mackerel, of course, but we don't have that.
Have you ever heard of porgy?
Is that a fish?
Perhaps.
I think maybe I've heard of it, but
not
no.
And this little sea animal that comes in a shell and that is used in some dressings, mm-hmm. There's also served on the half shell.
Well, that would be oysters, I suppose.
And different kinds of frogs.
Oh, tree frog and a bullfrog are the main two.
And what about a small green frog that makes a piping noise?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a name for
those? I see. That in a tree frog?
Perhaps.
Yes. Toad frog. Then there's a toad frog.
Have you ever heard of a peeper?
No.
It's a frog. And different kinds of worms. I guess those that come out from
bait is what we call them. Earthworm. Grubworm.
Okay. And this animal with a shell that has four legs and a head on a long neck, and it lives in water sometimes.
Edible or not?
Well, rarely. It's used for soup occasionally.
Turtle.
Mm-hmm. And what about if it's on land? Do you have a different word?
Yes, the tortoise is one small variety that looks about like a turtle.
Okay, and have you ever heard any of these words used for that? Gopher?
I've heard of that.
But you wouldn't use it.
Well, I think that's a different animal.
Yes. And what about terrapin?
Yes, terrapin is right.
And a little water animal that's, I know about them, they go backwards. They're supposed to go backwards. You know what? And I think that in some places they're used, they're edible. And
crabs.
I'm thinking about one that is called either a crayfish or a
crawfish is what we say here. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that, yes.
And another one like a crab and a clam that is a little dish-shaped animal, a little tail and white.
Shrimp.
And around a candle, you often have these little insects with fluttery wings. They fly.
Candle fly.
All right, and this animal that sometimes makes holes in wool clothing.
Oh, yes. Moth.
All right, and that's the same whether it's, they fly around lights,
mm-hmm.
too. That's actually the same. And this little bug that comes out in the late evening or early night and flashes is a...
Well, we call them lightning bugs, fireflies.
Do you use firefly around here?
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
And what about a little insect? I guess that they're perhaps an inch long and have maybe two pairs of wings, and they're around water, are in out in hot sunny days. You occasionally see them, and they're, I remember one story as a child, they were supposed to be around snakes, or if these little bugs were flying around the ponds, they were.
Oh, I don't know what I know. They're all kind of.
Right.
We had the funniest little animal on the screen the other day. Some of them called him a walking stick. He was about that long, just a regular little plane, straight with a teeny little, just four legs.
I don't know that one. You ever hear snake doctor?
Yes,
snake
I sure have.
What about dragonfly?
Yeah, dragonfly too.
Some varieties of an insect that has a really a very, very painful